This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome, come in, sit down, make yourself comfy, get a drink. If you're wearing shorts, let a ball hang out to the side or pop your bra off and let them swing gently in the breeze. I'm Vicky Stone and this is the Friday Night Show. This is Kitten Like a Stranger.
FUBAR! Giving radio the finger.
It's the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone, and I'm very excited that my lovely co-host this week is Marek Larwood. Hi, Marek.
Hello, Vicky.
I'm clapping.
Good evening. What are you clapping for?
Well, I just feel like I should applaud you.
Do you clap everyone?
No. No, you're the first co-host I've clapped.
It immediately puts distance between me and you. So I feel like some sort of dancing monkey or buffoon. I don't know what people clap these days.
Did you have a dance planned?
I've stopped dancing so much as I've got older.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you don't dance regularly, you automatically shift back into the dad dance. The two-step thing.
Oh, a bit of step touch.
Step touch dance.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
And I've been moving back into that.
What were your signature moves prior to that?
I used to spin a bit.
Pirouettes.
Yeah. In my late 20s, there was some thrusting.
Right.
But that I cut that out. You get to a certain age. When you can't really carry on thrusting.
I don't know. I'm big on thrusting. I like to sort of do like a sort of lunging, like full lunge that's a bit predatory.
Oh, right. I think we talked about dancing last time I was on this show.
Did we?
Yeah. And about I bet you're one of the first people on the dance floor at weddings and stuff.
Oh, I'm always the first on the dance floor at weddings. Always. I'm trained. I'm a trained dancer.
You're a trained wedding first dancer.
Yes. No, I just, you know, I like to bust out a steeple change or a tap, you know, tap step, wings, that sort of thing.
Do you ever think how you might have danced if you weren't trained?
I don't think I would dance. I think I would be sort of at the side and I'd only get up if lots of people were dancing and I'd sort of jig about, mainly thrusting. And what I'm doing here is thrusting but with technique.
Thrusting with technique? I don't understand what this means.
There we go. I think we got into a dance cul-de-sac.
Are we supposed to be talking about something else?
I think we are. Well, you see, what I like to start the show with is a sort of roundup of the week. You know, it's Friday night. You want to sort of, you know, what's happened this week, sort of news-wise or in your personal life? Anything happened?
I've just finished moving house.
Oh.
Very traumatic.
Where did you move from and to?
I live in Crouch End.
Yeah.
And I've moved just towards Muswell Hill.
That's not very far.
So for people who don't know, it's not very far at all. But
no.
It was one of the most traumatic episodes of my life.
Did you get a van?
I got a van for 2 hours with two guys.
Yeah.
And I had to help them and I realised they're quite skilled at lifting.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had to prove myself to be, oh yeah, I'm one of the strong guys.
Yeah.
And they weren't taking much at all. I noticed that. Removal men don't overdo it. There's no need to show off because they do it every day.
Yeah.
But when you're not a removal man, you think you've got to sort of join that clan by just lifting heavy stuff.
Whenever I'm lifting things, I feel like I'm in an episode of The Cube. You know when you're like carrying a sofa around some stairs?
Yeah.
I always feel like, you know, you've got three goes to get it right.
Probably more entertaining, but you've got, it's actually better when you've got 2 hours of removal men, you've got to get everything out in time.
Yeah.
But they were lovely men.
I'm moving in 6 weeks. I'm doing it as well.
But how long have you been in your previous property?
I've been in there 2 years.
So I've been in my place 6 years. What I'm trying to say is it's a lot harder for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some stuff that I've not even unpacked. That's going to just move from house to house.
Most of the time, you only see stuff when you move.
Yeah.
You go through all the memories, go, oh, I remember that. Oh, I'll look at that again in 6 years' time when I move house and put it into another cardboard box and put it in the loft.
Two, three years ago, I stole my first Edinburgh poster. Like, you know, the big ones you get in Edinburgh? I stole, it's a huge thing. It's like 2 metres high or whatever. And I stole that and I put it in the garage and I've moved that now twice.
Is it a poster of you?
Yeah, but it's not up anywhere. It's like on a garage facing the wall because I don't want to look at it. But part of me feels like I should keep it.
It could be a nice sort of tent or something for someone. That'd be good to camp out in a poster of yourself.
Yeah, but it's just this huge thing, and I just think I've moved it now, and I have to have a van mainly to move the fucking poster.
I threw away old posters and just kept A4 ones. I mean, I don't know if you should really just destroy all evidence of yourself. That's what.
This is me looking for segues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet that's in the news, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Do you know what? Talking of destroying evidence, in the news this week, Maria Miller. We've got to talk about that.
Yeah. I think all MPs are a bit dodgy, aren't they?
I think they are dodgy. You should just pay the fucking money back.
I think there's more things I'm upset about MPs.
Yeah. Is that
they've all got other interests. Like Boris Johnson's an example of... Yeah. He was writing for Spectator. He was editor of the Spectator magazine while he was an MP.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Yeah, you can't be impartial. They all have.
But how can you... There should be no other interests.
Yeah.
And there should be a set amount that someone else decides. And they just... I think it's all dodgy. Who wants to be an MP anyway? You've got to be mental.
Well, they've just appointed... I don't know how to pronounce it, but Sajid Javid? Do you think that sounds wrong?
Is he a ninja?
I think he is a ninja.
They should appoint a ninja. And suddenly, all they need to do is kill one MP and set an example, which is what I'd have.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they'd all fall into play, fall in like, chop someone's hands off or kill them.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit, you know, extreme.
Yeah.
But you need to take these, or a bit conservative. But trust me, you take these measures and everyone knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think MPs should be selected sort of in a sort of Hunger Games-y way.
That'll be awful because they're... A lot of them are old men.
Yeah.
Who are in their 70s.
Yeah, and who's ever left is clearly good for the job.
I think it's a terrible idea. My idea of killing one of them is all right. But, here's my political solution.
Okay.
Rather than have people, a body of people out there, so that all the hospitals and all the doctors should select their own representative.
Yes.
So you have representatives from different areas. So you have, you know, like... the fire service, emergency services. So it's a figure. It's elected internally from these different groups.
That's actually a good idea.
So you've got experts. So the health minister isn't some dickhead who's been a businessman who suddenly... I mean, Maria Miller was a banker and she's a cultural minister.
Well, same with the new guy. He's a former banker. And it's like, well, how can you be in charge of culture?
Yeah.
How is that decision... How do you even know?
I don't know. And then suddenly they do a cabinet reshuffle in about... 3 years and they've got to learn another job.
Yeah.
It's all run by the civil service anyway. I don't know. I've just got disillusioned with politics. I just think you're so... Just the same things seem to happen every 5 years.
Yeah.
With all news. So I think you should discount all news from your show.
All the news. Well, I don't know. There is some... I'm just going to...
On the grounds that none of it is new.
Well, I don't know. Today we've actually focused on some actual like proper news story. Normally we talk about what's in the Sunday Sports.
Oh, did you want to talk about? Sorry.
Well, no, it was just that normally we talk about what's in the Sunday Sports. So over the last 3 weeks, but they've suddenly, I reckon, someone's got a new job at the Sunday Sport because there was the guy that sucked off dogs for Quavers, lottery winner,
mm-hmm.
And then there was the guy last week that fucked a pasty and boiled his bell end in a mushroom
slice.
Oh, so
he heated it up first of all, and then he put it.
Well, he's trying to sue Greggs. So he's basically saying that he went to have intimate relations with the pasty and it was too hot and he blistered his knob. But now this week in the Sunday Sport, there's a guy dressed up as a pantomime cow, presumably trying to have sex with farmers' cattle. So I think there's someone at the Sunday Sport going out and seeking out this level of viral story.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Is he going out sort of trying to bum the cattle? Or is he the bummy? Is he going to a field of bulls, which is dangerous, or is he going to a field of cows?
Well, the headline is, Bum Sniff Panto Pervs Stalk My Cows. And the picture is someone dressed as a pantomime cow sniffing the anus of a real cow.
Mm. And that's not the culprit, is it?
Well, yes, it is.
It's a photo of the actual guy who does it.
Yeah.
Or do they set it up and go get a really unemployed actor saying, "Look, listen, Barry, I know you haven't got much work. I can chuck you 20 quid if you dress up as a cow and sniff
its ass." I don't know whether or not it's... what I'm looking at here is a very good picture. So I think that's been set up. I'm going to show you it here. There is the picture of the pantomime cow sniffing the rear entrance.
I don't think... I think it's a perspective... In the photo, it could be the cow standing much closer. And then it's one of those things, you know, when you put the lean Tower of Pisa and people push the lean Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're sort of holding the top of it, or you're holding the top of the Taj Mahal.
So you just need to stand a bit forward in front of the cow, and you couldn't, like, you're sniffing its ass.
But
I might do that. It's a good way of doing it, isn't it?
Well, the farmer is asking for help to catch the sickos in the costume.
Be honest, you don't need much help, do you? You can't run that fast.
No. I mean, who are you that you can't catch someone disturbing your cattle in a costume?
But in that picture, that's a pantomime cat. That's two people.
Yes, two people.
So,
yeah.
Surely the guy's doing it.